Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A month-long confrontation between the US judiciary and the government over the deportation of alleged gang members has deepened. A judge has warned of possible contempt of court charges against officials. Judge James Boasberg said the administration had shown deliberate and gleeful defiance of a court order barring removal flights in the absence of any possible appeal process. Jake Guan has more details.
The judge is saying that the White House must explain itself on why it did not follow the judge's order to turn the flight around. The White House had said that, the flight's already left. They could not turn the flight back around because they're already in the air. Now, the judge is saying that he does not buy this argument and that he could potentially find White House in contempt. And he gave deadline until next week to explain itself and explain exactly what the White House is doing to explain how they're fixing the problem.
The head of the U.S. central bank says Donald Trump's tariffs are likely to put at risk its goals of controlling both inflation and unemployment. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the levies were higher than expected and would probably lead to higher prices and lower growth.
We are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance. We continue to analyze the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We understand that elevated levels of unemployment or inflation can be damaging and painful for communities, families, and businesses. We will continue to do everything we can to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
President Trump says there's been great progress in trade talks with Japan after meeting a delegation from Tokyo, which is seeking a deal on tariffs. The discussions in Washington are being watched closely by other countries hoping to reach an agreement on import taxes with the United States. Vehicle and farming exports are expected to be major points of contention. Mr. Trump has also criticized Japan's exchange rate policy and its dependence on the US for its defense. Satellite imagery of what was Sudan's largest refugee camp reveals that Zamzam has been mostly destroyed by the paramilitary RSF. Makeshift houses have been torched following its capture on Sunday, and in places the fires are still burning. Camilla Mills has the details.
We're seeing satellite imagery that is showing that most of the camp has been torched. Now, these are makeshift houses, and these are people who already had very little. Sudan is the biggest humanitarian disaster in the world globally. There are 13 million people who have been displaced. Now, during this recent spate of violence, people have been killed. We've seen executions. We've also seen rape being used systematically. And so these people are now starting to try and flee Zamzam and trying to get away from the RSF and the violence.
World News from the BBC. Scientists have found more evidence that a faraway world may possibly be home to life. The researchers at Cambridge University have detected signs of gas molecules in the atmosphere of the planet called K2-18b, which orbits a different star to the Sun. Here's our science correspondent, Palab Ghosh.
18 months ago, scientists detected tiny hints of gas molecules in the atmosphere of planet K2-18b, which on Earth is produced by simple microorganisms. Now they say the evidence has grown, with another detection of what might be large quantities of the gas. But even if it is confirmed, there's still the possibility that it could have been produced by a non-living means. Nevertheless, researchers claim that this is the strongest evidence yet for the existence of life elsewhere.
Qatar is to renew a $60 million grant to fund the salaries of Lebanon's army and provide dozens of military vehicles. The announcement comes during the first official visit to Doha by Lebanon's president, Joseph Aoun. The Qatari government said the grant is to help Lebanese forces maintain stability and control of the country's borders following Hezbollah's ceasefire with Israel in November. A power cut in Puerto Rico has stopped all electricity generation at power plants across the U.S. territory. Hospitals are using backup generators and many businesses have closed. Water supplies have also been affected in some areas. The island has been beset by problems with its power grid since two devastating hurricanes in 2017. In football, the Champions League title holders Real Madrid have been knocked out of this year's competition. They were comprehensively beaten 5-1 on aggregate by Arsenal in the quarterfinals. In the day's other quarterfinal, Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich. The semi-finals later this month will see Arsenal play Paris Saint-Germain. That's the latest BBC News.